If the committee would come to order, please. This is the Senate State Affairs Committee. It is Thursday, February 2nd, approximately 3:30 in the afternoon. Just to let you know, we did have Commissioner Designee for Commissioner of Administration up today. We've rescheduled him to next Tuesday due to the fact that there's a majority leadership meeting that's taking place at 4. So we'd like to try and get through legislation. The first bill today, introduction of the second bill, and we've rescheduled Commissioner Designee Nordstrand for next Tuesday. So at this point, if we could have Senator Gary Stevens come forth and please introduce Senate Bill 224 to us.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for hearing this bill. Senate Bill 224 is an act designating the second Wednesday of September as Older Alaskans Day, and this will be an appropriate addition to the National Senior Center Week celebrations, which will fall during the second week, full week of September starting next year, and will be close to Grandparents Day, which is the first Sunday after Labor Day. Mr. Chairman, as you may know, the Alaska seniors are one of the nation's fastest growing senior populations, comprising 20% of our state's population. Each year, Alaskans 60 years of age and older contribute millions of dollars to our economy through their involvement with various organizations, service clubs, and organizations like that. They also provide thousands of hours of volunteer work for the betterment of their communities and for the state by offering their wisdom and experiences in many capacities. Older Alaskans touch the lives of many of us. Given these numerous and important contributions, I think it's fitting, a fitting honor that they be set aside to recognize the accomplishments of Alaska's older citizens. This bill is supported by the Alaska Commission on Aging and AARP.
Thank you. You listed off quite a list of things that when's a poor senior supposed to catch their breath. It sounds like one event after another. Do we have a question from committee members? I note in the packet we do have letters of support from different organizations, resolutions, things of that nature. Senator Wagner.
Does this bill mean if you fall within this age bracket, you're old?
It means that you will be. I like the last line saying that quiet appreciation of people of your age, Senator, and mine.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other questions for the prime sponsor? We do have one individual on teleconference, Pat Branson in Kodiak.
Yes, I'm here.
Did you have comments or were you here online just to answer questions?
No, I'd like to make a comment, if I could, supporting this Senate Bill 224.
Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Senator. This came up during one of our meetings with Senator Stevens before he went back to Juneau, returned to Juneau for this year session, and one of our honored seniors in our community brought up the idea of having a designated day for honoring older Alaskans. As Senator Stevens said, the National Conference on Aging and the National Institute of Senior Centers is going to be holding their Senior Center Week starting next September 2007, honoring senior centers, and it's also beginning that week with Grandparents Day, so we thought this might be a logical day in the middle of the week when all those celebrations might be going on to designate Older Alaskans Day as the second Wednesday of September. So we would support this. Our agency, the Senior Citizens of Kodiak, I also sit on the Alaska Commission on Aging. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Do we have questions? Seeing none, thank you for your testimony. Do we have anybody else online that wishes to testify on Senate Bill 224? Hearing none, do we have anybody here in Juneau? If you'd come forward, please, just identify yourself for the record and give us your comments.
My name is Marie Darlin, and I'm the coordinator of the AARP Capital City Task Force. And we definitely support this bill, and I just wanted to add a couple of comments, although Senator Stevens covered all of them, really, and Pat just added to it. So I won't repeat all that. our letter of support talks about, goes back a little bit to the days of territorial days and the pioneers at that time and so forth. But we also want to say that there are a lot of older Alaskans who would meet this 60-plus who maybe were not here in territorial days, but they still are a very important part of any community. And Senator Stevens listed all the reasons why. So I think this is very appropriate. It's a good time to do it. It's right after Grandparents' Day, and I'm sure that a lot of places will be combining a lot of these events, so it should all serve its purpose very well.
Thank you. Do we have questions? Seeing none, thank you for your testimony. Any further individuals wishing to testify on Senate Bill 224? Seeing none, the language is short. It seems to be concise. What's the will of the committee? Senator Wagner.
I move Senate Bill number 224/A, Act Established Older Alaskans Day. Move from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Is there objection to the motion? Seeing none, the bill will move from committee. See, all the things you may have heard about us, we're a great committee. Okay, next we have Senate Bill 189. Prime sponsor of the bill, Senator Huggins. I'm a co-sponsor, and I see that we have the lovely Debbie here.
Yes.
Senator Huggins, did you have an opening statement before Debbie walks?
Well, we have two primary people. The number one lady in my life in Juneau, Debbie Grumman, who does everything well, will be the main presenter. And just in essence, prevents people that are in the United States of America illegally from being able to obtain a driver's license in Alaska. There's some other aspects to it, and Debbie will go with that in some detail. And it would also, I think, be fair to say that in the case of the Real ID Act, as it applies to our state, which is now a federal act, Mr. Bannock has a challenge of implementing that, and I think this what we're doing here reinforces his effort and doesn't make it more difficult. But we'll hear from Mr. Bannock in addition.
Okay, thank you. Are you going to just walk us through the bill, or?
No, actually, I'm going to just. For the record, my name is Deborah Grunman, staff to Senator Huggins, and bring to your attention the committee substitute before you, which is work draft 24LS0920/L.
Senator Huggins, would you like to make a motion that we have the /L version as our working document?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I move that CS for Senate Bill 189/L be brought forth the committee as a working document.
Is there objection? Seeing none, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On May 11th, 2005, President Bush signed into law the Real ID Act. Provisions of the Real ID Act improve security for driver's licenses and personal ID cards, as well as set uniform standards for states' driver's licenses and ID cards. Committee Substitute Senate Bill 189 is designed to bring Alaska into compliance with two components of the new federal Real ID Act. One, all driver's licenses and ID card applicants must be either U.S. citizens or be able to establish their legal presence, and those persons with a time-limited legal status may not receive a driver's license or ID card with an expiration date later than the allowable length of stay. And if there is an indefinite on that, then on page 4 of our bill, we say the expiration date of the license is 1 year from the date of issue. The federal government has given us a date of May 11th, 2008 to come into compliance with this legislation. At this time, Dwayne is here from Anchorage, and I'm going to go ahead and have him come up and testify before the committee, and if you have questions, you can talk to him, because this may be our only opportunity to have him in person.
Okay. And for the committee members, it's my intent to have an introduction of the bill, a walkthrough today. But not necessarily take final action today.
Good afternoon, Senator. My name is Dwayne Bannock.
Could you just point the mic a little more?
No problem. Good afternoon, Senator. My name is Dwayne Bannock. I'm representing today the Department of Administration, the Division of Motor Vehicles. We're very happy to have this bill. I know that we're in a little bit of a time crunch today, so I'm gonna do my very best to brief over exactly what it is that we're trying to accomplish. And then if you have questions, we're going to do our very best to answer them. And if they're really tough questions, we have standing by on the telephone my number one expert in driver licensing, Ms. Carrie Hennings. She's in Anchorage. I'm very proud to tell you that Carrie Hennings has been taking a very active role, not only in this legislation, but in other parts of our daily activities that are all relevant to the smooth implementation of the Real ID Act. We're on track. We believe that we're going to do it while other states are crying foul, while other states are claiming doom and gloom. Alaska is not that far away from 100% compliance. And I'm very pleased to be able to tell you that. Many of my fellow directors across America are sitting in committees much like this with a much different tale to tell you. As Ms. Grundman has correctly pointed out, this bill in front of you today addresses two major parts. Part number one, it clarifies in state statute that in order to get a driver's license or identification card, and so for the rest of the conversation, if I can just, when I talk about driver licensing, I'm also talking about state of Alaska ID card. In order to get one of these cards in Alaska, you must provide proof to the division that you are a United States citizen or, in simple language, that you are in America legally. And then there's all kinds of other documents that by regulation will establish that criteria. The second part of this bill, as she alluded to, today in statute, when we give a driver's license, by statute, it is 4 or 5 years. So in the first part of this bill, if a person is here, let's just say, for instance, on a student visa to attend college here for 1 year, under the law that we have today, a person could get a 5-year driver's license even though their legal documents allow them to be in America for 1 year. Under this proposal, the time for their driver's license may not exceed the amount of time that their legal presence or their documents will allow them to be here. Now, I've talked a lot about this this law, the federal law. I've talked a little bit about this bill throughout the interim. There's a lot of fear about what the Real ID Act does, and there's a lot of fear that it's a national ID card. I want to just address just a part of that, that one of the major components of the Real ID Act that this bill does not address has to do with card manufacturing or the standards that go into the actual driver's licensing or ID card. Just as an example of that, I could tell you that my legal name is Dwayne Anthony Bannock. In Alaska, that reads on my driver's license, Dwayne Anthony Bannock. Yet in some states, that same legal name might read Bannock, Dwayne Anthony. That's one of the items that is going to be addressed by the rulemaking committee that says, what is the standard going to be? Is it going to be first, middle, last? Not that we really care. I happen to be 5 feet tall. Does that mean I'm 60 inches tall, or does that mean that I'm 5 feet 0 inches? So that's oftentimes confused with a national ID. There is no national database that is coming as a result of this legislation, nor of the Real ID. But those are just some of the myths that are floating around out there. So in summary, I would tell you this. If you believe, like President Bush does, and that the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators, that's our professional group, AMVA, if you believe like they do, that you should be required to be either an American citizen or be able to prove that you are in America legally, please support this bill. If you feel that those are poor ideas, then I would suggest that you vote no. With that, Mr. Senator Terrio, I would attempt to entertain any questions that I possibly can, recognizing that if it's a tough one, if I could defer to Ms. Hennings.
Okay. Senator Elton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thanks, Dwayne. I read the bill, and the way I read the bill, I will have to, upon license renewal, I will have to present some kind of proof that I'm a U.S. resident. Is that correct?
That is a correct assumption of the bill. Yes, sir.
So, Dwayne, what kind of proof must I present to you to be compelling enough to get a driver's license?
Thank you for the question, Senator Elton. Through the chair, the most common documents that our customers will use, a birth certificate and a Social Security card. Those are the most common ones. There is, as we speak, through the rulemaking committee, being determined the actual list of all of the documents. But again, the most common ones are going to be birth certificate and Social Security card.
If I could follow up, I mean, from everything I've heard, an illegal Social Security card is relatively easy to get. Is that a correct statement?
Through the chair, sir, I believe it's fair to say that Social Security cards are not the most secure identification. But to answer your first question, though, Social Security cards are used today at the Division of Motor Vehicles as a secondary piece of identification. So we have one list that we call primary identifiers. We have one list that we call secondary identifiers. Through regulation, we allow the use of one from primary, one from secondary, or two from primary. But the most common ones that are the most easily accessible for you and I, for instance, a passport. I don't happen to have a passport, but a passport is an acceptable piece of identification. Many Americans have passports, and that is one of the documents that may be used.
I may be a little bit confused, so I'll need two documents.
You will need, yes, sir, you will need a total of, a minimum of two documents.
Okay, and Mr. Chair, one more question. In the presentation, or maybe it was in the sponsor statement, it said that what this legislation does is just codify in statute what you're already doing. So you are already requiring these pieces of document, and if so, for how long?
Through the chair, I think that's a very fair assessment. It's like this: there isn't anything written down like what you're seeing here. However, through our action on our regulation list, only a person who happens to be a legal United States citizen or a person here legally would have those documents. So if you ask the question, do we have a law on the books that says you must be a United States citizen? The answer is no. But if you ask that same question, is it possible for an illegal alien to get a driver's license in Alaska today? The answer is no.
I may have asked the question inartfully, Mr. Chair. I guess what I'm trying to determine is if what is being codified in statute or contemplated being codified in statute through this bill, if in fact you are now requiring those kinds of identification, for example, for people who apply for or want to renew their license, and if so, for how long have you been doing that?
Yes, we are by regulation, and I couldn't begin to tell you how long the practice has been. I've been your director, sir, for 3 years, and I know that it was very close to that when I was 14 years old, because that's the last time my mother remembers seeing my birth certificate.
Well, the reason I ask is because I don't think I have ever shown those documents.
Senator Elton, on page 3 of the legislation, if you're speaking of renewing your driver's license, if as long as your driver's license has not expired, been canceled, suspended, or revoked, then you're presumed to have met the standards in the law. So you wouldn't have to get a new driver's license, and I mean, prove that you're a U.S. citizen unless you were expired, canceled, suspended, revoked, disqualified from retaining a license.
Okay. So. Which raises another question, Mr. Chair, and I'm sorry. And I don't have a 4 o'clock meeting, so you can cut me off whenever you want. Does that apply to that grace period? And I don't know if you still have a grace period, but I can remember that in the past I've taken advantage of it where my license has expired and I've had a certain amount of time to renew my license.
Senator, through the chair, that grace period was specific to the testing requirements so that we didn't make you retest.
Okay.
I would not concur that grace period would apply here. And then if I just may go back, in the past, and one of the practices that's going on at the DMV right now, I don't know if your very first identification document came from the state of Alaska or not, but oftentimes, if you moved here from California, you had surrendered your California driver's license. the Division of Motor Vehicles then said, well, California must have done a good job making sure that your name really is Kim Elton. As a result, we're going to take California's word for it. That's going away in this. That's what's going away in this.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Okay. So I'm just trying to remember. I just my wife and I have an exchange student that was living with us from Japan. Took him to open up a bank account, needed ID, so we went down. I don't remember him having to have two pieces of ID, though. Which in that...
As your director, sir, I'm convinced that my staff would have required that.
Okay. Okay. Well, and they were... He has adopted the first name David, you know, while he's here in America, and we wanted that to be on the ID, and they're like, nope, it has to be his real name. So they were very emphatic about that, so... Okay, do we have other questions?
Nope.
Seeing none? Why don't we, and we'll just go ahead and close the testimony on, well, first of all, I'm sorry. Let me see. We do have Carrie Hennings on teleconference. Ms. Hennings, do you have any comments to add to the discussion here today?
No, not at this point, but thank you.
Okay. And do we have anybody else online that wish to testify on Senate Bill 189? Hearing none, do we have anybody here in Juneau? If not, then we'll close the hearing on the bill for today. It'll be my intent that we bring the bill back for us for possible final action on Tuesday on the bills previously heard. And with that, we are done with the agenda for today.